This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Barring a last-minute agreement with its unions, United Airlines today is expected to ask a bankruptcy court judge in Chicago to begin the process of terminating its labor contracts. It's considered management's last resort in its efforts to cut labor costs and return the bankrupt airline to solvency. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Before United Airlines filed for bankruptcy earlier this month, the airline's employees agreed to more than $1 billion a year in concessions. The unions agreed to work rule changes and significant cuts in pay and benefits in hopes of helping the airline secure a federal loan guarantee. But the loan was rejected, forcing United into bankruptcy. And now the unions say the airline is proposing to slash its labor costs more than twice as much as before to save $2.4 billion a year. And for added leverage, United will ask the bankruptcy court to begin the process of voiding the union's collective bargaining agreements. United spokesman Rich Nelson insists the filing isn't meant to hammer the unions into submission.
It will simply be our attempt to make sure that we have the opportunity to ask for the court's assistance if we need it. But the contracts that are in effect today will remain in effect, and we're committed to a consensual process of negotiation with our labor unions.
While the timing of the filing may seem Scrooge-like the day after Christmas, Nelson says it's really dictated by the timetable set by the lenders financing United's operations while it's in bankruptcy. The court process for voiding the union contracts takes 6 weeks, and the banks want to see significant labor cost savings and positive cash flow by mid-February. So the expected court filing is, in effect, somewhat procedural and routine. But Sarah Dela Cruz, a spokeswoman for United's Flight Attendants Union, says it puts employees in a difficult position.
No one is fooled by the fact that it's a drastic move inside of bankruptcy court that is going to cause a harsh reality for our jobs, for our wages, benefits, and work rules. And the leverage that the company has to extract the hard-earned benefits that we have.
Dela Cruz says nearly every section of the union's contracts are on the table now. They face drastic cuts in pay and benefits and harsh changes to work rules. She says even things that have been in the flight attendants' contract since 1946 are targeted for cuts by the company. But Dela Cruz says the union doesn't want its fate in the hands of the court and is still willing to talk.
Really, the best way to get through this process and for the airline to survive is for us to work in a collaborative manner, and that's what we'll continue to do.
United's other unions, the machinists and pilots, say they too are willing to talk, but some signal much less willingness to deal. One machinist union official is quoted saying, "We're going to war." And some rank-and-file members grumble that they'd rather throw themselves at the mercy of the court to dictate contract terms. But University of Chicago law professor Douglas Baird says that's likely just posturing. He says it's in the union's best interest to reach a deal before the court terminates the contracts.
What the managers are essentially going to do once the bargaining door is closed is say, look, you'd like the airline to survive. We'd like the airline to survive. Let's see if we can reach a deal. And just remember, if we don't reach a deal, the next time you're not going to be talking to us, you're going to be talking to the banks. And people have said a lot of things about J.P. Morgan, but they've never said he was excessively sentimental.
Baird says the motion to void the contracts could actually provide union leaders with the cover they need to agree to big wage cuts and work rule changes and then convince the membership to go along with it. But Baird says the clock is ticking, and that United's labor problems aren't the only problems the airline needs to address.
Even if United could suddenly miraculously have the wage structure it wanted, it still would have to renegotiate its leases of various aircraft. It would still have to change its business plan. It would still have to figure out how to make a national network airline work. And it needs to do that, and it needs to do that very quickly.
A United spokesman confirms such discussions with leaseholders are underway, and analysts say the soft market in air travel right now and the fact that other airlines are struggling improves United's leverage to cut its lease costs significantly. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.